Follow me, man! Ah! Medic! I'm hit! Hey, don't you hear me? You can't match me!
One man on his mic.
Greetings, programs. Welcome to the first ever episode of One Man and His Mic, brought to you by www.binaryzone.org. You may remember me from the long-running Slay radio show,
The Z Show.
And now I'm back, just little old me and my trusty mic. Okay, I've decided to devote my very first show to the fantastic music of the legendary Martin Galway, one of my favourite musicians from the 8-bit era. To start things off, here's a real Sid tune recorded from Martin's very own Sid chip. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you the title tune from Comic Bakery.
Let's get computing! Reminder of why Martin Galway is indeed God. That tune was actually inspired by the level 42 track Hot Water. Get it? Comic Bakery? Hot Water? And to prove it, here's a level 42 mashup produced by Martin himself. And that tune was also used in the Ocean game Top Gun.
For techno buffs who are listening,
Okay, up next is my favorite remix of the Whizball title theme. Slow Poison there, with a superb organic-sounding mix of the Whizball theme, which is available on the Karma 64 CD, which you can buy now from www.c64audio.com. So go there and give them some money. Alright, something a little bit different now. Martin also made some nice tracks for the BBC Micro. In the background, you can hear Galaforce, but I'm not going to play you that. Here instead is a snippet from the Crazy Rider theme. Cool stuff there. Right, it's time to unleash the big guns now. Here we have the brilliant Glyn R. Brown with his remix of Rastan. Oh boy, that remix always gets me excited in a special men's place. Up next is another of my favourite tunes by Martin, but it's not a Commodore 64 tune! Oh no! This is actually one of the last commercial chiptunes that Martin produced himself. This is the title tune for the Game Boy game Runes of Virtue. And this is the very old Game Boy with the beepy chip. Here it comes. Why couldn't that have been a Sid tune? That track always gets a neck hair prickle factor of 10 from me. Next up is the second half of the track that inspired the theme for this show. It's Gawai is God from Yogiya Lijidal, as featured on the Back in Time 2 CD. We'll be right back.
Some lovely stuff there.
Up next is another great remix. Here we have THC / Flatline with a marvellous cover of Martin's Short Circuit theme. Number 5 is indeed Alive. Now here's a treat for all you Spectrum fans out there. Martin actually managed to squeeze a very nice title tune out of the Specky's teeny-weeny internal speaker. This is the title tune for the game Ping Pong, which controversially had better music on the Spectrum than it did on the 64. Here it is.
Thank you.
And to keep the Specky theme running a little longer, here we have the tune, which started out as the Cobra title tune on the Spectrum, which Martin loved so much he remixed it for the Commodore 64 version of Arkanoid. And here we have Lagerfeld's remix of Arkanoid, which he actually sent me on CD. Smarm! A great remix there. Right, here is an extract from Chaim Hulman's Miami Vice remix from his fantastic Galway remixed CD. Now available from c64audio.com. Go for it, Chaim! some more real Sid music now. Here's the long-lost title tune from the game Street Hawk, unearthed from Martin's discs by the mighty Boz.
Fancy a pint?
This was recorded from Martin's Sid chip and then given pride of place on the Project Galway collection. So here we have the man, the machine, Street Hawk. Street Hawk. Okay, some more Whizball now. This is a rare prototype version of the Whizball High School theme from the Back in Time 3 CD. This actually has a different start, which features Martin himself. Here's Tonka.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classics. Perhaps the most famous classic in all the world of music.
I'm Martin Gull.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tonka. Right, a bit of self-indulgence now. Here is my one and only contribution to the Commodore 64 remix scene. This mix was produced all by myself, with no help at all from Chris Abbott. Honest, Gov.
Game over, man! It's game over!
We'll be right back.
Game Over by me, and not Chris at all. But it's not Game Over for the show, oh no. For the next track, I wanted to play a remix of the Ocean Loading theme, but I couldn't decide which one to play. Instant Remedy and Sonic Wanderer were fighting in their pants to be played here. Note, this did not really happen. No remixers fought in their pants to be on the show. In the end, I thought, to heck with this, and decided to play the real Sid version instead. Okay, we're actually getting pretty near the end of the show, and I've only got one more remix to play you. But before then, here's some interesting snippets. Did you know that Martin Gore's music has actually appeared in some commercial music productions? Oh, yes. It's true. Here's a few examples. starting with a glaringly obvious appearance of the Comic Bakery theme in the Clatterbox track, Power Up. Yeah. A bit of the Whizball music also rather famously snuck its way into a certain 1400 track. Get 'em, Chris. And could these be Galway samples in the Podigy track Memphis Bells? And the Game Over bassline was found hiding in the club track Ride by Bonici and Chable. Right, that's enough of these commercial shenanigans. It's now time for the very last track. Now, this is a stunning remix of the Rambo loading theme by Visa Rosta, featuring the mighty Larsek on synths and Hannah Capellin on vocals. And if you like this kind of thing, try to track down the Ready Vocally 2 CD, which features lots of good stuff like that. But I think that's enough of my waffle for now. Keep an eye on www.binaryzone.org/podcast/ for details about future shows. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to empty your pods after listening to Hannah. Ah yeah! See you in the future! Thank you.